They are going to be replacing the cards that they use today, their Pentagon cards, with the CAC. They're going to allow the CACs to be used to access the Pentagon and hopefully other of their buildings. So they've also told us that it will also be the one that will be used at the Mark Center, where 6,000 people are going to be bracking to, which is a huge breakthrough. I think we've been working with them for a number of years, and I think that this should setting the tone for the rest of the department.
So currently what happens is you have a CAC card. If you work at the Pentagon, you also have a Pentagon ID card, so you're carrying multiple ID cards?
That's correct.
And what they're going to do is basically eliminate one of those ID cards so you can use the CAC card as both as a flash pass to get to that first level of security, but also the physical access security part to get that second level.
Right, that access control system. So now when you swipe your Pentagon badge in their system, you will, instead of that, you'll be swiping, or I think they're going to be using the contactless, so they'll be using the contactless part of the CAC to check what your permissions are.
What has to be done? Is it just a matter of a back-end system change, or is this a pretty significant change from a system standpoint?
All their gates are going to have to put in the capability to read contactless. So that they've been working on that for some time. In some places, they have also installed biometric readers, so I think they have the capability to do a biometric check if they want to. There's thinking about how this is going to happen. They're going to start, I believe, in the Pentagon, so it might still, they have about, I forget how many buildings, somewhere between 40 and 50 buildings that they manage. And in some of the cases, they can't put in, because they're leased buildings, they can't put in turnstiles, so they have to figure out how they might be able to do this. So I don't know that it's going to be in all buildings. The only thing they have announced is the Pentagon, that will slowly start to roll out the end of this calendar year, I believe, and the Mark Center, which will start sometime this summer.
Obviously, physical access control is one area where the government has lagged behind, but you're starting to see some change happening. You're starting to see some more focus on it. Where is the biggest kind of low-hanging fruit that still remains around physical access control?
I think the services are all working towards that end. So they all have started taking a look more centrally at what they're doing for physical access control. I think that in some cases they have started saying, the biggest thing I'm going to need is communications to my gates. So even though they haven't invested in access control systems, they have invested in bringing that communications level, the infrastructure that's needed to bring that to the gates. Others have actually started deploying access control systems, but I think everybody has essentially is really working towards and has a plan of how they're going to move forward. I think the only constraint at this point could be funding.
Common problem for everyone, I think.
Yes.
One of the other things you talked about, I want to switch gears a little bit, is future uses of the Common Access Card. And one of the big things you talked about was a small Army pilot with retirees. Talk about what that pilot's going to do, how many retirees. Give me a sense of how that's going to work. How does this kind of lay the groundwork for the future?
We've pretty much covered our people that work for us, that are military people, our civilians, and our contractors. The group of people that we have not addressed that still need access to websites and to other things for either self-service or for information about what's going on are our retirees and our family members, and in particular spouses. And so the question is, can we just issue them CACs? Since the CAC is our HSPD 12 credential, that imposes a number of requirements we're not sure that we're prepared to address yet. But we do know that the PKI does offer a higher form of security. So the Army is trying to do a small pilot with some of their retirees. It'll be about 2,500 people. And what they're trying to do is to get some lessons learned about what happens when you do this with people that really don't understand the lingo, if you will, that have home computers and we don't know what kind of security they have on there. Does this improve our level of security, et cetera? And then the real issue about whether we move forward will be whether we can find a cost figure that makes sense for the department.
The big issue is reciprocity, something that DOD has been working on, agencies have been working on through HSPD 12. You guys have run into a few hiccups recently, but talk about where reciprocity is heading. Do you foresee that something that can happen in the short term, or is that still a long-term goal?
I think that's something that could start happening in the short term, meaning within Department of Defense term, short term is anything within the next year or two. And I think that there's been progress made with a number of agencies where we either share bases or facilities, where we do things together, where they support us or we support them. Do we have all the bugs worked out yet? No. Is there still reluctance? Because there's always the question of, I trust everything I issued, so you can trust me, but I'm not sure I'm going to trust you. So hopefully HSPD 12 created the framework by which we could all say, okay, we're all following the same rules. And as long as we're all following the same rules, I should be able to up my level of trust in what you're doing. And I think that's where we're moving. It will be, I think that there's a great desire on many people's parts to be able to do that, because it means I don't have to issue cards to other people outside of my department.
You mentioned both VA and State Department as two examples of that challenge, where you don't want to issue temporary CAT cards. You want to have them use their HSPD 12 cards that their agency issued. Are you finding some success there yet, or is that still the biggest challenge and some of those? And you also mentioned NASA and energy as two other agencies.
We did have some success with the VA, which had a little bit of a setback, which we'll get through, where, in fact, we were using the VA's PIV cards at North Chicago, which is the joint VA-DOD facility, and they were able to use ours. So it started off fine. We'd had some hiccups. There's another little sort of bigger hiccup that we're working through right now. So we might have to temporarily put this into abeyance for maybe a year. But the goal is to get there, because the cost of issuing credentials and having people walk around with multiple credentials on a looking like the janitor's key ring doesn't make any sense.
The biggest hiccup was the security algorithm, the SHA 2 versus SHA 1, which gets into the bits and bytes that we don't need to, but basically it's DOD systems couldn't accept the higher level algorithm. Is that correct?
That's correct. At least some of them couldn't. So it was a sort of hit or miss. And so we needed to, there are certain versions of software you have to be on. There are certain versions that if we're not there, then it doesn't recognize the SHA-2.